The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, FORSA, the country's largest public sector trade union, will today present research on the benefits of remote working to the National Economic and Social Council. They say it has reduced commuting time, greater productivity and lower work-related expenses are among the main benefits. But are people really more productive working remotely? We decided to get the view of Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise. Peter, what's your take?
I think the challenge with the survey is it kind of measures what workers want, not necessarily what organizations need. If you ask workers, would they be more productive working a 3-day week?
Yes, I'm way more productive.
So, but I totally agree with the commuting and the expenses. Yeah, I think that's true.
You can't argue with those two.
No, I can't argue with that. It's more short-term productivity. When they talk about productivity, they're really not talking about everything to do with productivity. They're talking about getting tasks done, meeting deadlines. And because you're working from home, you probably do put in a bit more time. So I agree with that. I think the problem is this is an issue that's not going to be solved for about 20 years. I mean, we've only just done this for 5 or 6 years, and all of the longer term things like innovation, creativity, mentoring, working, kind of awkward conversations with other people, just being around when people want to meet you rather than having to find people, all of those things are more natural and easier to do when you're in the room together.
Yeah, I'll tell you the one that really jumped out at me. I'm sorry, I'm not here to bash hybrid working. I can see the advantages. But this claim that managers reported higher satisfaction with communication, collaboration and meetings among remote hybrid teams. I'm sorry, that's just absolute nonsense, isn't it?
No, I think it is nonsense. I would think so as well, because actually a one-to-one meeting in person, there's a lot more conversation, or even a 1-in-4 meeting, because when there's 4 people in a meeting room, I can have a sideways conversation with you, Shane, but in a Zoom meeting, I can't. It's all to one and one to all. And that becomes really tricky. So you can't ask somebody about how their mother is, if they're sick, or any of those little empathetic gestures. So even that alone. And then secondly, the point that you get a real feeling if somebody's upset or annoyed or angry when you're face to face with them, the screen cuts a lot of those things out. So I think that's a real challenge.
Yeah, but I think it goes beyond that. I mean, it's like we were just talking about it here. Like an item we're doing on the show, we will trash it out, and as we're reading a brief, I might stick my head over the parapet to Ciara and say, "What do you think it is?" And she'll say, "Well, you know, there was a story last year about that." Now, if one of us was working from home, we would not do that.
Yeah, you're right. I think the key is the way technology is going. We're hopeful that we're getting to a stage where people will almost be, I'm not saying this is the way, but can people be online a lot more? So you're not actually just ringing someone, they're just there, but they just happen to don't be present, so they can be in those conversations. But you're right, it is much trickier. It's also trickier for my generation. I suppose if you're in your 20s, you might say, well, actually, I find this technology a lot easier. So there's a little bit of a bias from the older generation that they maybe work a different way to the younger generation.
Are you saying I'm old, Peter?
I'm saying I'm old, Shane, but I'm trying to understand my biases.
We're the same generation. And look, I get that, but I'm sorry, nobody can tell you, no matter how good the technology is, it is not as easy as just turning to the person beside you and going, what do you think it is? It just can't be.
No, it's not. And that links into the whole idea about technology. You know, the biggest fear everyone having now in the workforce is AI. A huge opportunity, but huge risk. And it will affect some jobs. And as I always say to somebody, if you can work 5 days at home and not speak to anyone, you have a very high chance your job is taken by AI. Because all the messy stuff we do, all the kind of stuff we do face-to-face, all the little things we do, they're the kind of personal touches that happen because a real person can do that. Fair and point. If you can't do that, it's going to be a lot easier for your job to be taken.
Is the lesson here like that there is a lot to be said for this kind of working from home and hybrid working, sorry, was the word I was looking for. But don't oversell it, because when you oversell it, you kind of lose the argument.
Yeah, don't oversell it. But also, I would say to anyone who's working remote or hybrid, don't think it's just working out for you. Understand that you probably are missing out on certain things, but you can get that elsewhere. Those kind of, you know, meet people when you're kind of out for lunch and have all those personal conversations, build relationships, have somebody in the office who's advocating for you, because you can get forgotten about. So you have to do things to help yourself, because it can work really well for people, but you have to put in a little bit more effort if you're going to do that.
Okay, Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.